Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Eved Shenishba Uftahu. Someone's slave who was captured and then was subsequently redeemed by a third party. This is talking about after the original owner had given up hope from ever getting his slave back. So Im Lishum Eved, if the third party who redeemed the slave did it with the intention that they would get him as a slave, so then yishtabet, he becomes subservient. He has to serve the second master, the one who freed him, and he does not go back to the first master because the first master had already given up on ever receiving the eved back. In l'shem ben chorim, if the second party redeemed him with the intent of freeing him, so then lo yishtabi, this eved goes free and does not have to serve the first or the second master. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Bein kach u bein kach yishtabi. Regardless of what the second person's intent was, the slave goes back to the original master. And the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is that he did not want slaves to go around getting themselves captured. So now if the slave knows that if he's captured, he will go back to the service of the original master, he won't do it. Eved sha'aso rabu apotiki la'acherim. If a master makes his slave an apotiki, which means a security, that he tells someone who he... borrowed money from, that this slave will become payment, meaning that I will pay you back by giving you the slave, v'shichoro, and then he frees the slave before paying back the loan and before giving him this eved as payment. So then shuras hadin ein ha'eved chayav klum. By the letter of the law, the slave is not responsible to pay anyone anything because his master freed him. But elamim pnei tikkun olam, but because of tikkun olam, kofin es rabo v'osa oso ben chorim, we make the second person, the person who had lent the person money, we make him free the slave. The kosev shtar al damav, and the eved is required to pay his worth to the master. And the reasoning for this takana is that we would not want the person who lent the money to go around saying that the slave is really his, because really the slave was supposed to become his before the first master freed him. So therefore we require him to state explicitly that he's freeing the eved, and the eved is required to pay the lender. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Eino kosev ela mishachar. The one who freed him is the one that's responsible for paying the money that the eved would pay for, meaning he has to pay the worth of the eved to the second person because he's the one that caused the damage of the eved. Mishnah. Mishachatzio eved v'chatzio ben chorin. Someone who is a half slave and half free. And this is accomplished by if two partners own a slave and one of them frees the slave, so then he is his half that was freed by the first partner. That's his free half, and the other half is an eved. So what does he do? Oved es rabo yom echad. So he has to work for his master for one day, and he works for himself one day. Half of the work he does for his master, and half goes for himself because he's half slave and half free. The Rebbe Beis Hillel. This is what Beis Hillel says. Amar lehem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai responds to Beis Hillel. Tikanta nesrabo. You took care of the problems for the master. I mean, the master knows what service he's entitled to. V'yas atzmo lo tikantam, but you did nothing to correct the situation of the slave himself. Why? What's the problem? Lisa Shivcha. Should he marry a slave woman? Yeah, sure, that's impossible. Shekvarchaso ben chorin. Half of him is free. And once he's free, he's not allowed to marry a shifcha because that part of him is a full Jew. Bas chorin, should he marry a full-fledged free Jewish woman? Yeah, sure, that's also not possible. Shekvarchatzio eved. Half of him is a slave. Yibatal, should he do nothing? Should he not get married? Valo lo nivra ha'olam, elo l'pirya v'rivya. The world was created for people to have children. Shenemar, lo sahu bara'a. The world was not left to remain desolate. L'shavet sitzar. It was created to be inhabited. Elam ipnei tikkun ha'olam, for the betterment of society, so that this slave could get married and the world could be inhabited. Kofin israbo v'oso ben charam. We force the master, who still retains ownership of the eved, of half the eved, to free him. V'kosev shtar al chatzi davim. But since he is really not required to do this, so then the eved has a responsibility to pay for his worth in order that he could be free. And after Beis Shammai told this to Beis Hillel, agreed with Beis Shammai, and they too taught like the words of Beis Shammai.